The football coaching world loses a legend, and the Student Advisory Council hits year number 20. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. We start with sad news as former Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice football coach Al Fracassa passed away on Sunday. His coaching career started in 1960 at Royal Oak Shrine and continued at Brother Rice from 1969 through 2013. He led Brother Rice to 9 MHSAA championships, including 3 in a row from 2011 to 2013, his final 3 years coaching. Fracassa won a total of 430 games, an MHSAA record when he retired. That total is now second behind only Farmington Hills Harrison's John Harrington. Besides the three-peat to cap his career, Fracassa led Brother Rice to Class A titles in 1977, 1980, 1983, and 1990, and to Division II titles in 2000 and 2005. In total, Fracassa took Brother Rice to 13 championship games. Only 6 schools have been to more. Fracassa was the 1997 NFL High School Coach of the Year. He was inducted into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame in 1999, and he was named the State Coach of the Year by the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association 5 times. Al Fracassa was 92. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsley Jr. Delaney Case led the Stags to a straight set win over Charlevoix on the volleyball court. The win was Kingsley's 10th of the season. Williamson linebacker Miles Keener had 20 tackles and blocked a punt in a 36-29 win over Hastings. He also caught a touchdown pass and ran for 50 yards. And as Elon West, Brandon Holman, he caught a 37-yard touchdown pass as time expired to give the Ducks a 28-24 win over Holland West Ottawa. The touchdown pass was tipped by a West Ottawa defender before being hauled in by Holman.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a football You Make the Call for you today. Team A has the ball at their 20-yard line. Team A's quarterback gets a snap and starts running toward the sideline. He's tackled and fumbles the ball forward towards the sideline. The ball rolls forward 4 yards and goes out of bounds before anyone can recover it. Whose ball is it and where is it marked? Since the offense fumbled the ball, it went out of bounds and it wasn't recovered by anyone, it remains the offense's ball. But the ball is marked back to the spot of the fumble. There's no advantage to fumbling the ball forward. If the ball had been fumbled backwards and out of bounds with no recovery, then the offense would retain possession where the ball went out of bounds.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. This year's group of Student Advisory Council students is the MHSAA's 20th. Started in the 2006-2007 school year, the council consists of 16 students, 8 seniors, and 8 juniors. And so far, 160 students have participated as members of the council. The Student Advisory Council, in essence, is a student voice that not only weighs in on topics regarding school sports that are being debated among MHSAA member schools, but also speaks to the benefits of school sports as ambassadors in their schools, leagues, and across the state. They meet 6 times during the school year, plus once more for a 24-hour leadership camp, and discuss subjects connected with the core values of the MHSAA: scholarship, sportsmanship, safety, and a sensible scope of athletic programs, with student leadership also a common topic. Council members then promote those values through their assistance in the MHSAA's annual sportsmanship summits, various leadership projects, and social media posts and videos. Each year, they create 2 videos, one featuring the council's belief statement and one on sportsmanship, and both of those can be seen on MHSAA.com. For more on the council and their responsibilities, please check us out online or our social channels. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. It's a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.